Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. Finally, after a month off, people, I've been dealing with shit. I'm sorry. I say sorry. I sound like an abusive husband. I'm always like, I'm sorry. It won't happen again. And it does. But this time it won't. I promise. But welcome back to Negro Please Radio, everybody. Been off for a while. Glad to be back. As always, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for coming back to my podcast. I appreciate it. So please tell somebody, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a coworker, tell an enemy, tell somebody like, hey, this dude's podcast is dope. He might not do it for a month and a half, but when he does, it's dope. So, as always, I start off with a milestone. I have a 4-year-old son, soon to be 5. His name was Miles. So boom, milestone. He was gone for a couple of weeks. He went to Rochester to stay with my parents. It was fun. My wife and I, we got to do a lot of the old stuff we used to do, hang out, and just kind of enjoy each other. That's something like you kind of take for granted after a while. You just don't realize how much free time you had before you have children. So if you're married or in a relationship or whatever your relationship status is and you don't have kids, just try to, and you too plan on having kids, enjoy it, having the time together while you can, because once you have kids, man, it's hard to take the time out and show your significant other how you feel about them, vice versa, and you just don't get that YouTube time. Because, I mean, once you get married, have a kid, it's just like you got to spend time with your kid. You got to spend time together. You need some alone time. Then you got work. You got professional things you have to do. And before you know it, 2-3 years go by, and it's like, holy shit, I don't even know my wife or husband anymore. And that can be bad. That can be really bad. So make sure you just enjoy each other. And if you do have kids, man, definitely try to get out every once in a while and just do something together. But so the other day, Miles is in the tub and he's in there singing and laughing and playing and stuff. So I sneak around the corner and I scare him and I record it on my phone and I just start laughing. You know, he jumped pretty good. And then I'm like, hey, you want to see the video? He's like, yeah, I want to see it. So I play him the video. And he just starts laughing. He's like, that's funny, but it's really not funny, though. That shit had me rolling. That's definitely like some, I can't even say some black dude shit, but to me, that's some black dude shit where you're like, that's funny, but it's really not funny, though. If you really think about it, and I'm pretty sure somebody's like, that's not no black shit. I don't see black dudes saying shit like that, but it really ain't funny, though, if you think about it. It really ain't. But I wish I could post that video, but he is kind of naked in it, and I don't want to be posting no weird naked shit. And I don't know, but it was just funny. But he starts school. He starts preschool. He starts kindergarten in about 3 weeks, and he's excited. We're excited. I get to save that money. That's like $700 back in my pocket that I get to find somewhere else to allocate those funds to spend money on. That's the fun part about being an adult. I actually took him to the gym with me today while my wife was getting her nails done. And he was almost crying. He was like, Daddy, I want to be bigger. I want to be big. I'm like, dude, you're 4. It's like, just enjoy it. It's just funny when you're a kid and you just can't wait to be big. You just can't wait to grow up. And then you got bills. Just got day-to-day, mundane shit. Like, I hosted a show at the Southern the other day, and a young comic, very young lady, 17 years old, she gets up on stage, and she is just fucking upset about her job at Panera Bread. I mean, she's complaining about customers. I mean, this is, honestly, I think that was her third time performing, and it just got awkward. And it's, she was so pissed off, so angry. And I'm like, you know what? If you're 17 and you can't even handle making sandwiches and salads for people, you have no bills. No, you might pay your cell phone bill. If you can't handle that, when you're like in your 30s and you, or, you know, in your late 30s, you get to that weird age where if you don't really, like try to excel in your life, you end up having like a 22-year-old boss who thinks they know what the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying? Anybody been in that predicament where your boss is just like way younger than you and they just look down like, ugh, I don't want to be you in 15 years. And it is just watching them boss an adult around who has kids and shit who just might be in a rough patch. That's tough to deal with. Then you got bills, you got a mortgage, you got car payments, you're going bald, you're fat, your blood pressure's up, you know, you got health issues, your kids need braces, you're worried about the economy, you hate the president, you hate, you know, it's just when you got all that just check to check shit going on in your life and you just, she was that level of angry. I'm like, you act like you've been working for 20 years and you've been passed over so many times. You deserve more and you hate everybody at 17. You have the amount of anger, bitterness, and just grief of a 45-year-old dude with a lot of shit on his plate who feels like his marriage is almost over and he's going to lose half of his shit that's not even paid off and his wife is just going to walk off scot-free and just date somebody that's half his age with abs. Crazy. 17, can't even hack it, making goddamn sandwiches. A lot has gone on, folks, since I last recorded a podcast. I believe it was early June. But I'm finally, officially, a feature act for the Funny Bone. A couple weeks back, I made the drive up to good old Columbus, Ohio. I've been trying to get this audition for quite a while. And so I emailed the lady a while ago. She goes, hey, we're not actually, let me walk it back even further. I emailed her probably about a year ago. And she goes, well, we're kind of booked up for the year. We don't really have anything going on right now. My name is so-and-so and I'm taking over for Dave. So you got to come through me. All right, cool. She's like, just give me a few months. And we'll see. So a few months go by. I email her, I believe, and like, she's like, email me like in the springtime or something like that. I'm like, all right, cool. So then email her. She's like, you know what? We're going to be busy all summer. We got nothing going on. We got no auditions until the fall. I'm like, damn it. So around January, February, I emailed her originally. She's like, nothing till the fall. Sorry about that. Or just check back just in case. I'm like, all right. So I check back a few months later, still nothing to the fall. And then like a week later, she was like, actually a couple of days later, she goes, hey, all of a sudden something popped up next Thursday, which I believe was this June 29th. So yeah. So I emailed her in like January, then again in like, March or April. And then again in June for some reason. I'm fucking this story up. This is a great story. Long story short, folks. I walked it back too far, confused myself. Oh, that's what I left out. I don't want to talk about that. I guess weird. But long story short, I emailed a bunch of times, you know, and they told me they had nothing until the fall. And then a couple of days later, boom, get the email. June 29th, can you make it? I'm like, I can't say no. So I drive up to Columbus. You know, I didn't want to spend a ton of money on a hotel. So I was like, this looks decent. It's not too far from the club. You know, might be a $20 Uber. I get there. This hotel wasn't bad. It looks like it might have been cool in the 70s just because the way it was all set up. I could definitely see people like in bell bottoms and their wood panel, Griswold vans and shit. Just living it up. 80s style, they got the fucking hard case suitcases on top. You know, dad with the big camera on his neck, kids wearing fucking Star Wars t-shirts and shit. Turned out they have a pretty good Thai restaurant in the inside, even though the decor of that place looked like a restaurant that Joe Pesci's character from Goodfellas would run his Shylock business out of. But they had pretty good pad thai. They had a good papaya salad. Get to the club, and I had never been into a new Funny Bone, because they're basically remodeling all the Funny Bones. They all have like this two-tier, almost like a theater feel to them now, man. And it's just the one in Columbus is just their like flagship model club there. Beautiful club, great bar. They have it set up nicely, so you leave, like the audience walks in one door, and when they leave, they go out another. That way you don't have like people for the next show in the way of the people trying to leave this show. It's just a nice, smooth traffic pattern to get people in and out of the show. There's another dude, Steven Rogers. Yes, Steven Rogers, just like Captain America. He auditioned on the show with me, so go up, have a good set. He went up, have a good set. And it was weird because we're both auditioning, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. If I get past, do I say anything? And I'm pretty sure he's like, if I get past, do I say anything? Because he might not get past. But I go back, I meet with the lady. She really liked my set, and she was like, yep, I'm going to go ahead and pass. You had a good set, so just send me your dates. Boom, I was ecstatic, called the wife, told a couple friends. And she calls Steve's back. She calls Steve back, and he comes out like 10 minutes later. And I'm like, he's just like, thumbs up, boom. Fun night. We both got passed, so now we both feature for the Funny Bone. It's a huge step in my career, and I want to thank all the bookers and my friends, and Doc from the Funny Bone, even though he's no longer with the club. Megan, Nadia, Vince. Everybody that's helped me up, Mark Norman, Adrian Cosme, John Craig, of course, my wife, Kalila, my mother, father, just everybody that's ever supported me in my comedy career, my friends, my boy, Ray Moore, that dude rides up and down. I need to do a special podcast about Ray. That dude, man, this guy for the last year and a half has gone to damn near every show I've been to in the tri-state area. I mean, at the drop of a hat, I'm like, Ray, I got a show in Bethesda. You want to go? Yep. Never ask questions, man. That dude, he's my road dog, man. He goes wherever I go. He doesn't complain. I don't got to babysit him. He knows how to mingle. It's to the point where, like, in certain, like in D.C., half the comics think he's a comic because he's at so many shows. So shout out to him too, man, because without him, I wouldn't be able to do half the shows I do, because I would be worried about the drive home. But when you have somebody to talk to on a 2-hour ride home at 1 o'clock in the morning, man, it really makes it a lot easier. So shout out to Ray Moore. Shout out to Big Ray Moore. So that was fun. That was a quick turn trip. It was a lot of driving. 7 hours there. I think I got there like around 3, hung out for a while, went to the show. Oh, and I had a friend of mine, Terrence. We went to a school together back in Knoxville. My man T, he came out with a friend of his from high school, so shout out to him. Thank you so much for coming and checking me out there. And my boy Kim, he came out, brought a friend as well. So another shout out to let them know at a moment's notice, I can at least bring a few people to a show. So that made me feel good. And so I did the show. I was going to try to go out and do another mic after that, but I was tired. And afterwards, I was just drained because I was so thankful that all the pressure of the audition was over. So I was pretty tired. I went back to the hotel, got up the next morning and went home, drove back to good old Charlottesville, Virginia, stayed at the house for the night, and got up and we drove to, that's right, New Jersey. Drove to New Jersey. A few months ago, my aunt passed away, my dad's oldest sister. So rest in peace to my aunt T. So we went out there, and we had a celebration memorial service, if you will, for her. Had a lot of fun. I met some cousins I haven't met in a long time. We all had matching t-shirts, and it was a great time, man. We had really good food. They rented out this VFW hall. You know, people laughed, they cried, but for the most part, man, it was a lot of old school music, good food, and just a lot of funny stories about my aunt. They all went up and told stories about how great of a person she was, and you know, she was a wonderful lady. She lived a long life. She was 72 years old, and it was nice to see my family, my grandmother, my son got to meet his great grandmother for the first time, and it's tough getting older, man. I remember going to New Jersey as a little boy, and for those who don't know, my father has 17 brothers and sisters, and now my Uncle Dave, Greg, and Aunt T. So three of them have passed away, but the majority of them live in New Jersey, in like the Irvington area, and we used to go there quite a bit. And I just remember them all being so young and, you know, in the prime of their lives. My uncle's working the docks and my aunt's working for the city. And it was just great memories for me as a kid, and just seeing everybody just getting older and slower, man. It's not to be, you know, bring it down, man, but it's just like, oh my God, this is my uncle, man. He used to be so spry, and here he is, like, you know, into his 60s, but there's still a lot of fun. They still got a lot of pep and energy, and it's just, but man, just seeing them get old, it makes me, as I'm getting older, like, I need to really cherish my family. They're not going to be here forever, you know, but I mean, they still like to get down, man. It's a lot of fun. They like to dance and joke, and it's awesome hanging around your family like that, because you get to see where a lot of your personality comes from, man. They're all a bunch of a jokesters, and they all like to laugh, and they definitely take it too far, which I love to do. They will just beat something to death and make you mad, and I have a knack for that, and I know where I got it from. So that was a great time, you know, having Miles around all of his cousins and stuff, and just really, I really appreciate my family, and yeah, man, it was just a beautiful time. But hopefully we don't have to meet like that again under those type of circumstances. So you know what, if you're not big on family, give it a try, give it a whirl. Okay, you might not have a family as big as mine, so you know what, it should be a little bit easier. Won't you, this summer, you still got time, won't you call them up, text them, hit them up on Facebook and say, hey, we're gonna make some burgers and brats and dogs, or we're gonna go out to eat. It's just enjoy your family, man. I know a lot of people say that the family's at no end, but that's your only family, and I get it. There's people who have probably done things in the past that I get it. You know what I'm saying? But if you have family that they've never done anything to you, or if it's something that you could definitely get over, but you're just kind of being a cunt about it, man, get over it and enjoy your family. They're not going to be here forever, man. They're not, and you don't want to regret it. So I'm looking forward to spending more time with my family again, not under those circumstances. So we were there Saturday, and... So, okay, yeah, Thursday it was Columbus, drove back home that Friday, hung out at the house, got up Saturday morning, went to New Jersey, went to the party. And then Sunday, since we were so close to the city of New York, the Big Apple, there was no way I couldn't go. So my mom and them, they stayed in the same hotel as we did. And I'm like, hey, look, me and Bach going to go to the city. I got a potential thing lined up, and I want to go into the city. So they're like, cool. So Miles stayed with them. And Sunday morning we got up and we took the New Jersey Transit into New York City, baby. New York City. And we had a great time. My wife and I had a great time. We stayed right there in Manhattan at the New Yorker. And we walked up to Central Park. We went to Big Nick's on a recommendation of my buddy. Great place, nice little small New York joint, you know, just out of the tourist area. So you got to feel some real New York over there on the upper West Side. And yeah, we had a great time. And so this is the best part of the story. I knew I was going to be going to New Jersey, and I wanted to go to the city. And there's a really cool show in New York, The Knitting Factory in Brooklyn, Williamsburg, the coolest place on the planet, let them tell it. It's the fucking hipster mecca. But the Knitting Factory show was started by Hannibal Buress some years ago, but he's so big and famous now he doesn't run it anymore. but he handed it over to some other buddy of his from Chicago, Will Miles, Clark Jones, and Kenny DeForest. And I was like, man, I would really love to do that show. So I called in the favor of a friend of mine. I was like, hey, would you mind vouching for me? And he goes, hey, sure thing, pal. So he's like, I gotcha. So I emailed Will. I'm like, hey, man, I really would like to do the show and be in town. My buddy said he would vouch for me. He was like, cool. You know, just let me know when you're going to be in town. And this is a couple of weeks before I was going to be there. So then I hit him up again that Saturday, like, hey, what's up? You know, I'm going to be in town. Is it cool if I get a spot? And he's like, man, I don't know, man. It's, you know, I don't know who's going to be on the show. It's like 4th of July weekend. He's like, just come on down, hang out, and see if we can get you on. And I'm like, cool. You know what? I really wanted to go up, but at the same time, it's a hot New York show. And I'm like, you know what? If I don't go up, that's fine. At least I'll get to network and hang out at one of the coolest spots in New York and see some New York comedy. Hopefully some big drop-ins come by and just have a good time, have a couple of drinks, and just chill. So I get there later that night. We get there later that night. Oh, actually, we stopped at the place called the Commodore right across the street. Really good fried chicken. This little hipster joint. They were kind of rude there, but really good fried chicken. So if you're ever in New York and you want to check out that show in Brooklyn in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, at the Knitting Factory, check it out. But get there a little early and go across the street to the Commodore. It's right there on the corner. It doesn't have a sign. It's like a little dive bar, but they have really good like Southern comfort food. And yes, it's really good. So we go there, eat, go to the show, walk around. I'm like, man, this is the Knitting Factory, man. Hannibal walked around this room. We started this hot show here. You know, I'm such a comedy nerd. I'm like, man, Hannibal touched this bar. I'm just weird like that. So up comes Will Miles. I'm like, hey, I'm Chris Allen, you know. He's like, yeah, man, just stick around, have fun, and, you know, we'll see what happens. Clark Jones shows up. Janelle James rolls up. She's brilliant comic. She's actually recording a CD in Minneapolis this weekend. Janelle James, very funny. And and it's pretty empty because the show started at 9. It was kind of empty in there. And then all of a sudden it's just, have you ever been to like a club or something like that? And it's just not many people in there. And then like you turn around and boom, it's just like shoulder to shoulder packed. That's what happened at this place. But it just started filling in with, you know, just like eccentric looking black chicks with shaved heads and the little nose rings, just weird clothes, and hipster white chicks with mom jeans and tucked in horse t-shirts and just bullshit glasses, blue hair, yellow hair, you know, just like regular hip hop looking black dudes. I mean, just in the very older white people who definitely shouldn't be hanging out there. It's just an eclectic group of people, man. Just there to see comedy, and it's just packed out. I mean, it's just so many people. And so I'm like, man, I'm probably not gonna get up. So I'm just kind of just standing around chilling and talking about and, you know, introducing myself. I got to meet Damian Lemon, very funny dude, half hour Comedy Central, MTV, man, just people doing shit I want to do. You know what I'm saying? They get on all the hot shows in New York. They tour. They get to write on shit. I mean, the people that are doing what I want to do are there. You know what I mean? Just living the life. I'm like, introduce myself to them. And then I'm just kind of just hanging out. Ran into Tlaib Babb, a Virginia comic that moved there about a year ago. So it was nice to see him. Shout out to Tlaib if he ever checks out my show. But so we're just hanging out, and they're getting ready to start the show. And then Will Miles looks at me. He was just like, you going to go up first? And I'm like, cool. And I was just like, I got to make sure I just don't bomb. And so they start the show. Oh, Jay Caterpreta walked in. Love her to death. Very nice. So we chit-chatted. She came to Charlottesville about a year and a half ago when I was doing a show at Fellini. She stopped in. She's been on so many damn TV shows. And it's really cool, very funny. I saw her, and she actually was like, hey, I'm doing Arlington next weekend, so why don't you come to Arlington, do a spot? So later that week, I ended up going to Arlington. But that's a different story for another time. She comes in, and everybody, we chit-chatting, and they start the show. So Will Miles and Clark Jones up there, they co-host the show, and they are up there fucking just riffing. They're talking about Jay-Z 444 album. I mean, they're just doing crowd work. They're just killing. The crowd is just fucking hot. And they bring me up, and I'm kind of nervous. And it's just like, I've never done a show where it's like standing room only. They do have some chairs. I think they had like three rows of chairs in the front. So there's probably like maybe 20 people sitting down, and the other 150 to 200 people are just standing there. And it's just weird being surrounded by people while you're holding the microphone, and they're like eye level, you know, just like really waiting to laugh. And, you know, start off a tad slow, and then boom, all my jokes just hit, man. It was just boom, boom, boom. You know, I'm just getting good laughs, and it was just a fun show. I think I did about 10 minutes, but, I mean, the set went great. You know, I'm never one to say I fucking killed, but I'm just thankful I didn't bomb. It was a great set. I didn't let the person down who vouched for me, and I come off stage, and they look surprised that I did so well. But I've been at it for quite a while now, and I held my own on that show, and it was really nice to get those kudos and the nod from comics that you respect in the best comedy city in the world, to have Janelle James come up to you and go, hey, you got some funny stuff, to have Damian Lemon go, hey, man, that was funny, man. That's some funny stuff. It made me feel, again, I've had these moments in my career where you go, okay, I'm supposed to be doing this. And this was one of those nights where you go, I'm supposed to be doing this. I'm doing the right thing. I mean, so shout out to Will Miles and Clark Jones. Unfortunately, Kenny DeForest wasn't there. Janelle James and Damian Lemon, Tlaib. I met so many other comics out there. So shout out to all the people that I met. It was just a fun night. We had a few more drinks and people kind of fouled out. Shout out to Hunter Press. He's their photographer there. And every week I would look at those pictures from the Knitting Factory. Like, man, I really want one of those pictures. You know, just looking at those pictures of that packed crowd. Like, man, I would love to do that show. One day I'm going to get on this show. And I remember Hannibal talking about how he just started this show at the Knitting Factory in Brooklyn. And, you know, it was starting to pick up, and it's a fun show. And I remember, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, like, man, I want to do that show. And it happened, man. It fucking happened. It happened to me again. So, I mean, I'm very, very thankful. I just appreciate, you know, I don't like the name drop, but, you know, shout out to Mark Norman, man, for vouching for me. I appreciate it. That dude has done a lot for me, and I truly appreciate his advice and his willingness to vouch for brothers. So I really appreciate that. So shout out to him and to all those guys at the Knitting Factory for putting me on. So that was just a huge moment in my life. So my comedy career, it was huge. And people go, it's just a mic, but it was something I wanted to do for years, and I'm very proud and happy that I was able to do it, and I was able to deliver and made myself look good. So that's a long episode. So there's a show. That's a show. I'll be on the road a little bit. I'll be in, what is this, mid-July? Got another show here in Charlottesville on the 29th at the Southern. Finally doing another Saturday show, 8 o'clock, come on out. And August, I'll be on the road a little bit more. I'll be at the Syracuse Funny Bone August 10th through the 13th, and I'll be in Pittsburgh for a show at the University of Pittsburgh, and I'm doing a couple nights at the Pittsburgh Comedy Festival. So I haven't got my schedule for that. I believe the college show is August 22nd, and I believe the 24th through the 27th is the Pittsburgh Comedy Festival. So I'll be doing a few shows there, and I'll post those shows once I get those. But again, Syracuse Funny Bone, August 10th through the 13th with Mark Norman I'm featuring. So if you live in Rochester, you want to come out, hit me up on Facebook. I'll get you some tickets. Let me know when you want to go, how many people. I got you. Same with Pittsburgh. I'll try to hook you up. September, I might have something huge coming up in September. So once that's confirmed, I will definitely let people know about that. I'm super excited about that if that doesn't fall through. Shit, I almost forgot. Nope, I'll do that in the next podcast. That didn't happen that weekend. So, that's right, Syracuse Funny Bone, Pittsburgh, and then September 2nd, I'll be at the Comedy Club of Williamsburg in Virginia. I'm doing a half hour there, so that should be fun. So there's a show. That's a show. Make sure you guys follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Chris Allen Comedy, A-L-A-N. I'm out. Peace.